Blog Talk Radio.
Internet world, welcome to The Cross in the Desert, speaking hope and freedom to Iran. I'm your host, Randy L. Noble, and once again, I want to say thank you for taking time out of your busy life to join me today on the broadcast. Today is Monday, March 21st, 2022. Guess what? We have officially arrived. The frigid, cold icicles of winter are a thing of the past, and hello, spring, the official first day of spring, March 21st, 2022. It's a very special day here on the Cross in the Desert because I am going to be literally celebrating Nowruz, the Persian New Year, with all of my Iranian friends all over the world. The first thing I want to say to them and to you, if you're an Iranian listener, welcome to the Cross in the Desert, where today we're celebrating Nowruz. Happy Persian New Year. You have finally made it. You've crawled out of the icicles of winter into the beautiful first day of spring. My prayer for my Iranian friends, wherever they are, is freedom and democracy. My prayer for my Iranian friends who are still in Iran, struggling with the iron fist of the Islamic Republic of Iran, my prayer for you is freedom, hope, freedom, and peace. It was 10 years ago that I wrote a very special novel entitled The Rose of Nowruz, Dreams of Hopes and Freedom. It was the story of a young Iranian musician. She was a violinist. Her name was Bahara. And one day as she was practicing her violin, she looked out the window and saw the morality police beating a woman for not complying fully with the hijab law. And it was at that time in her life where she said, I must take my violin and go to the streets and be a voice of freedom for my Iranian friends. I've had it. And it's the story of her activism. It's also the story of a play. There is a play they put together that is veiled in allegory and imagery, and it's about freedom. So I really want to celebrate today with my Iranian friends, my Iranian-American friends that live here in the United States, Mona Elisha, Nazrin, Nazanin, and David, and I want to wish you a very, very special Happy New Year, full of prosperity, full of hope, full of peace, full of freedom today. Well, there's a lot of you that are not Iranian that listen to my program and they're going, what is Nowruz? Can you explain that to me? Well, I'm going to do just that. We're also going to have an explanation, a little sample of Persian music, but I want you to hear this short tutorial about what is the meaning of Nowruz. Let's listen.
Welcome to a traditional Nowruz celebration. Wait,
What is Nowruz, you may ask? Well, it literally translates to New Day, and it's the Persian New Year. It celebrates the beginning of spring. But Nowruz isn't just a special celebration for Iranians like me.
From Afghanistan and Azerbaijan, all the way to Central Asia and Northern India, it is thought that nearly 190 million people celebrate Nowruz. And although it's often believed to have Zoroastrian origins, it's a holiday for some branches of Islam too. However, for many of us, it is now a secular holiday. Celebrations begin at the exact moment of the spring equinox when the sun passes above the equator. It's the point that night and day are the same length. This usually happens on the 21st of March, and it marks the first day of the Persian calendar.
And it's this, the Nowruz table, that is the center of many celebrations. In Iran, we call it Haftsin or seven S's, and seven in Iran is a lucky number. Although other cultures may do it differently, we put seven symbolic items on it, starting with S.
Sabze, made with wheat or lentils, and it represents rebirth. Samanu is a dish that gives common wheat a new life as a sweet, creamy pudding. In Central Asia, they call it sumalak, and it's often considered as the most important item on the Haftsin table. Sib means apple, and it represents health and beauty. Senjed, the sweet and dry fruit of lotus tree, represents love. Sir, which translates to garlic in Persian, represents medicine or good health. Somar, a Persian spice representing sunrise and light overcoming darkness. And finally, serke, which translates to vinegar, and it represents age and patience.
But getting all this together takes weeks of preparation. First, we start with khune tekuni, which literally translates to shaking of the house, a spring clean. And then we go and buy new clothes to wear at the Haftsin table, so we can look our best for Nowruz. Then we start painting eggs, which represents fertility. This is also a common tradition in parts of Afghanistan and Azerbaijan.
There are many other special traditions attached to Nowruz, most famously the Chaharshanbe Suri, a festival which involves jumping over bonfires on the last Wednesday before Nowruz.
So now we have the Haftsin here, but we can't start the celebration until our friends and families get here, so we can really celebrate Nowruz, the Persian New Year. Nowruzetun Mubarak.
There you have it, the official explanation of what is Nowruz. We're going to revisit this theme a couple of times in the program. I'm going to read a special section in a book I called Chasing After Rainbows, where two Iranian friends have reunited some 30 years later and celebrate Nowruz together. And so I want us to understand how important this special celebration is for my Iranian friends. For those that are Iranian Americans, they can freely celebrate this with joy, because in Iran, the Iranian regime, the Islamic Republic, is not too happy with this celebration. They want everything pure Islamic, from the language to what you read in school to how you dress, everything. And so Nowruz is kind of a threat to them. And although there are businesses that close down and there's a celebration for a couple of weeks, believe me, my Iranian American friends will tell you that when they come to America, our other countries of freedom, they can truly celebrate this holiday. I want us to remember those that still remain in prison during Nowruz, those that are in shackles and chains. And I'm thinking of Nasreen Sotoudeh, the very courageous lawyer who is in shackles and chains in prison this year in Tehran. And there are many, many others that we need to stand up for, speak out for, and pray for. Now that you've heard a little bit of a kind of a explanation of what Nowruz is, I think the best way to experience this is to listen to the Persian music, the Nowruz celebration. I have a short selection here of Nowruz music we're going to listen to right now.
از غم تاکتان از دوست بیا ارسال و فلان پول و فلان مال بیا خوشگل و خوشحال این چند روز نوروز رها کن غم دیروز به قول حاجی دیروز ارباب خودم سر تو بالا کن ارباب خودم یه نگاه به ما کن ارباب خودم سر سلامت ارباب خودم احماتو با کن
That is just a sample of the celebration and the music. You have to see this in a parade, in a performance. These Persian dancers are fabulous. Such energy, such passion, such joy that my Iranian friends express during this new year. About 8 years ago, I wrote a novel that was set at the time of the Iranian Revolution. It's the story of Shabnam and Sahar, two young Iranian girls that are growing up during the starting or the beginning stages of the Iranian Revolution. To make a long story short, they are separated. And as they take on different lives, Sahar becomes a lawyer in the United States, and one day she discovers that her best friend years ago is on death row for distributing Bibles in Iran. And she is just frantic. She hasn't seen Shabnam in years, and she begins a campaign of speaking out for her. One day they are reunited, and it's an amazing, beautiful scene in my book called Chasing After Rainbows, Stories of the Revolution, where they're sitting down to a hafsin table on the beach and celebrating Nowruz together. Shabnam bent down and lit two tall white candles on the hafsin table. She dimmed the lights. The ominous glow of the candles set a special mood in the tiny living room. The hafsin table was a traditional setting for the Iranian spring celebration. It had seven items arranged on the table that all began with the letter S. Toward the front of the table was sabzi, lentil sprouts growing in a dish. Each item conveyed a special meaning. Sabzi symbolized rebirth. Next to the sabzi dish was a container of samanu. Samanu was a specially prepared sweet pudding, symbolizing affluence. In the center of the table, close to the mirror and goldfish bowl, was senjed. Senjed was dried wild olive fruit, which symbolized love. Next to samanu, laying in a neat pile, was sir, some garlic sprouts, which symbolized medicine. Toward the corner of the table were a few red apples. In Persian, this was called sib, which symbolized beauty and health. Next to the apples was some fresh fruit, somak, symbolizing the color of the sunrise. Last of all was a dish of vinegar, sirke in Persian, symbolizing old age and patience. Instead of having a copy of the Quran on the table, Shabnam placed a copy of the Bible next to the goldfish bowl. Shabnam began playing some instrumental Persian music softly in the background. She handed Sahar a glass of grapefruit juice and sat down on the floor next to the table. Sahar gazed at the table. She had a mesmerized look on her face as if she were suddenly in another world. Then she picked up the glass of grapefruit juice and proposed a toast with Shabnam. To your freedom and your new life. Shabnam tapped her glass against Sahar's glass. To my best friend in the world who saved my life. The ominous glow of the candles and the soft music playing in the background set the perfect atmosphere for their special Nowruz celebration. Shabnam gazed intently at each item on the table. Sahar, when I look at this table and realize that it means new year, new beginning, tears filled her eyes. I think of the old Iran that you and I grew up in, the old Iran that was filled with freedom and precious memories. Shabnam turned and looked into Zahar's eyes. My prayer is that one day soon there will be a free Iran once again, a free Iran where people can wear what they please and no longer be in bondage, a free Iran where they can have religious freedom, freedom to think and speak again. Zahar nodded her head in agreement. This is my hope too, Shabnam. Zahar took a frustrated, deep breath. It seems like an impossible task. She sat down her glass of juice. I will never stop speaking out. I will never stop fighting until this brutal regime is finally gone. Shabnam gazed up toward the ceiling. I will never stop praying until that day comes. Zahar smiled and lifted her glass up for a toast once again to a free Iran. Well, my characters in the book that I wrote echoes the passion of my heart as a voice for my dear Iranian friends. And I want to read from my book, The Cross in the Desert, right now, because I wrote this book to convey my passion for my Iranian friends. And this is my special New Year's prayer for my friends in Iran who are not experiencing the peace and freedom that I am. And this is my prayer for them. My dear friends in Iran, I pray that your new year is filled with peace, prosperity, and freedom. As you gather together with your families this year and sit around your half-seen tables, please don't forget that I am thinking of you and praying for you. I am praying that God will give you the desires of your hearts, and that your dreams and visions for the future will one day be finally realized. I am praying that one day you will have a free Iran where you can walk down the streets without fear of being monitored, without fear of being stopped because of the way you dress. I am praying for the day that you can believe as you choose, that you can speak your mind without fear of imprisonment. I am praying for the day that you will have true freedom. I believe that day will come, my dear Iranian friends. I know that God hears the cries of your hearts. Your lives are precious to him. He will deliver you from all fear and oppression. I wanted to leave you with a promise from the Bible describing that day of freedom that I have spoken to you about. And this is the scripture that I wrote for them from Revelation chapter 21, verses 3 to 5. I heard a loud shout from the throne saying, "Look, God's throne is now among his people. He will live with them, and they will be his people. God himself will be with them. He will wipe every tear from their eyes, and there will be no more death or sorrow, are crying or pain. All these things are gone forever." And the one sitting on the throne said, "Look, I am making everything new." And he said to me, "Write this down, for what I tell you is trustworthy and true." My dear Iranian friends, that is a promise from our great God. He cannot lie. What he promises will happen. It is absolutely true. I want to assure you that one day your pain and suffering will finally come to an end. This promise is guaranteed to everyone who puts their hope and faith in Jesus. I know this for my own life. Jesus has given me a peace and an assurance that has sustained me through the dark and difficult trials in my life. Jesus is that rose of Nauruz that can give you hope for the future. He is totally trustworthy and true. Dapani Hikoda, I pray that the Lord takes care of you. God bless you. Happy New Year. and all of the music and the celebration and the great joy that comes with Nowruz in many areas of the world, I was thinking of what the meaning of the word Nowruz means. It means new beginning. It means new day. And as they celebrate, they have a celebration a week before Nowruz, Chan Sobor Sari, where they jump over fire, coming out of darkness into light, spring, going from dirtiness to purification. So it's a purification ritual, coming out of darkness to light, being purified from all negativity, celebrating Nowruz's new day. And I couldn't help to think that the themes of Nowruz are so pertinent to a promise in the Bible. In Ezekiel chapter 36, verses 25 through 27, God promises this: "Then I will sprinkle clean water on you, and you will be clean." There's the purification. "Your filth will be washed away, and you will no longer worship idols. And I will give you a new heart, and I will put a new spirit in you. I will take out your stony, stubborn heart and give you a tender, responsive heart. And I will put my spirit in you so that you may follow my decrees and be careful to obey my regulations." This is a new beginning. This is what Jesus said to Nicodemus, the great religious leader, who came to, you know, to praise Jesus for being a great teacher. And Jesus was much more than a great teacher. He was God in human flesh. And Jesus said to Nicodemus, "You must be born again to see the kingdom of God." Well, Nicodemus said, "Look, am I supposed to return to my mother's womb and try a second time?" But Jesus was talking about a spiritual birth, a new beginning. And no matter what you have done in your life, no matter the egregious sins you've committed, no matter what you have been through, God promises he will give you a new beginning. He will take out of you the stony, sinful heart and put a new heart and a new spirit within you. He will pour out his love upon you. He will purify you. Jesus says, "I am the light of the world. Whoever follows after me will not walk into darkness, but will have the light of life." This is really an amazing way, these parallels to Nowruz. Going from darkness to light, from dirtiness to purification, beginning a new year, it's a new day. Those are all promises from the Bible. And as I think about Nowruz today, I think about my friend that lives in Minnesota now. She has a new beginning. She has become a doctor, and she's come here to go to the Mayo Clinic. She is an intern. I won't mention her name for security reasons and just because I want to keep that kind of secret. But my Iranian friend used to live in Iran under the bondage and shackles of this regime. And now she has a new beginning. She has a new freedom. She is going to be the dream that she's had when she lived in Iran, to be a successful doctor here in the United States, to be paid so much better, to live in freedom, to not have to wear the hijab, and to be with new friends. And she misses her family so much in Iran, but she has a new beginning. And what is so excited is she spoke with me this weekend and described the New Year Nowruz celebration. She plays a daf. It's a circular object. It's like a drum in your hand. She's very good at it. And this was her official first Nowruz in the land of freedom, the United States. And so I give this example to share with you the promise, the power of new beginnings. I think of my friend Mona, who lives in Atlanta. And she comes from Iran many, many years ago, and she always puts up videos of her house dressed in the Nowruz half-seen table, playing Persian music. She is a delightful, delightful person. And with her daughter, Tara, they celebrated Nowruz together. And she is very outspoken about her country. She stands up and she does things. She speaks out for the freedom of her Iranian friends. But this is such a special time of year for my Iranian friends. And it reminds me of something that you and I take for granted every single day. And that is our freedoms. We're in a battle right now for our freedoms with what's happening in our country, but we're still the freest, greatest nation in the world. And every Nowruz on my Facebook page, I post the Hafsin table and greetings to my Iranian friends. And I remember those that still live in Iran that are suffering. They will celebrate Nowruz, and it will be an enjoyable experience, but they're still under the iron-fisted hand of the Islamic Republic of Iran. And so I want to say to them this Nowruz, I will never stop being your voice. I will never stop writing your stories. My books are filled with your stories. These are the stories that the world needs to read to understand what it's like to live under a dictatorship government. I will always be your voice. And as I read my prayer to you today, my speaking out and praying will never cease. This is a passion that God has given me to be your voice, to be your friend, and to say to the world that one day this iron-fisted dictatorship will fall. One day God will remove them from their power. And democracy and freedom will one day come to your land. For those that are suffering, it seems like another year. This is another year, but it's coming to an end, God promises. I want to shout out and say hello to my dear friend Manoush, living in Sweden. And I'm praying that as she gets a good job as a pharmacy tech, that very soon the immigration board will approve her mother to come to Sweden from Iran. This is her passion, that God will answer her prayers and that her mother can escape Iran and come live with her in Sweden. It's a difficult, difficult process. But I think of all my Iranian friends, my friend Gila in Turkey, who was waiting to come to Canada. She, too, will escape being in the Middle East and being in a place where there's really no freedom and no opportunity. I want my Iranian friends, I want all their hopes and dreams to come true. And so as you listen today to this broadcast, please share it. Please become educated about Nowruz. Please, let's all celebrate together. Let's all dance together. Let's all love without limit together. And let's celebrate that one day Iran will truly be free. God bless you. I will see you again on the Cross in the Desert this Thursday. Have yourself a great week.